National Security and Gun Control, a live broadcast from the Utah State Capitol with Doug Wright on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us during this special broadcast. So many interesting and even distressing things to talk about. We're looking for solutions, too, and how we can be better prepared. And who better to talk to than Rich Woodruff, who is the Director of Communications with the Red Cross. And, Rich, thank you for joining us. And if we could just get right to it, how can we prepare for something like what happened in San Bernardino and perhaps even something worse like happened in New York City? How in the world do we prepare for that?
Well, thanks, Doug, for having us. Yeah, as you know, preparedness is really part of our DNA, and so whatever topic you're talking about, we do study up on this. And of course, in this particular topic, we may not be the primary subject matter experts, but we have been through active shooter training. We do have some great information to share. And I think a couple of the points we can talk about, you know, you want to know in advance that if something like this happens, you're going to be probably on your own for at least the first few minutes, where a lot of things can happen. Seconds will indeed matter. So you want to establish your what they call normality bias in the beginning. So most people will surprisingly do nothing. But if you've thought through this in advance, you'll be thinking of things like where the exits are. Unusual exits. For example, a restaurant. You may not instinctively think to run to an area that says employees only or a grocery store. But in advance, you want to be prepared to make a quick escape. Because really, you've only got three options. You can run, you can hide, or you can fight. And that's kind of the new normal we live in with these shooter situations, because the lessons of Columbine and beyond have changed the dynamics and the way that first responders address these things.
You know, as we have talked with so many of the players as we were setting up this show, it's amazing how many of them said exactly what you said. Some of them would say, well, back in the day we did this, but in light of how things have changed, boy, the rules really have changed. For the American Red Cross, when something like this happens, what is your function? What is your role?
You know, that's a great question. In this case, we're primarily part of the response and recovery effort. You look at something like 9/11. I mean, we had a lot of boots on the ground. We're there for two primary reasons: support the families, a lot of mental health needs need to be addressed, and then support the first responders, you know, with taking care of their needs. So we're essentially after the event, and then to help them through the recovery process. And again, a lot of it is focused on mental health and their well-being.
When you think back on some of the things that the Red Cross has been involved in, what about the long-term care of individuals, depending on the type of attack it is? Sometimes we have a substantial number of people displaced.
You know, we do. And the Red Cross, our paradigm, we call it disaster cycle services. And that's a fancy name for prepare, respond, recover. It's a circle that is constantly in motion. And we're involved in some aspect of that at any given time. So to answer your question, the recovery process can be very, very long term. You have big events, 9/11, you've got Sandy, Katrina. These can be months and even years of individual one-on-one consultation to help with emergency needs and then the long-term needs. And every case is different, but we're experienced and able to address those needs and direct them to other resources. You know, we're a big partner with FEMA and of course, chartered by Congress. Even though we're not government-funded, we do have an obligation to be the mass care provider, primary mass care provider in a larger situation. So yes, we are in that recovery mode with them.
Rich, you've always been a great resource for our community and for this radio program. I appreciate you joining us. Is there a website people can go to get more information on this this stuff from the Red Cross?
Yeah, absolutely. Redcross.org, it's information rich, and we do speak to terrorism, and there's a lot more information about both smaller scale and larger scale events. And so we invite you to go there and get educated so you are prepared.
Rich Woodruff with us, Director of Communications for the Red Cross.